Thank you for coming to tonight's meeting, the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District. Could you rise and please join Director Neal in the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect, all members are present with the exception of Vice President Graves and Director Pease.
Thank you. Now's the time for public comment. I have a couple of cards here. I know a number of people would like to speak, so if you could hold for 3 minutes, I'd appreciate that. First, we have Christie Ingram.
I just want to address.
Christie, can you talk to the mic?
Oh, yeah.
Microphone, no recording.
Hi, I'm Christie Ingram, I live at 524 Sheffield Court. And I'm concerned that the last four to six months, we have quite a few kids parking in our neighborhood. It's just an influx of kids, and they just have a disrespect. I mean, of course, it's illegal to go out there. We just don't know who these kids are. They're coming from Lakeshore. The last 2 weeks, it seems like it's escalated more. We have a car stolen right around the corner, break-ins. And then there was a guy in front of my house, and I walk over, I'm like, can you move your car? My car parks right here. He's kind of, it's a different element of people that are coming into our neighborhood. It's just very alarming. And then I had this truck just kind of put his lights up my driveway and just watching me, and he just started casing around that court, went to another court, drops the kid off, and he's not long enough to get their license plates. There's concern with everything going on. It's just to make aware it is happening in our neighborhood, and I'm wondering what's the best way to do it.
Okay, we have some people who are going to talk in just a minute. You might want to listen to them, and they'll be available after their presentation as well. Next, Terry Mahaney. Terry?
Hi, Terry Mahaney, Discovery Bay Boulevard. I'm down here about the traffic issue. I've been coming down for quite a while, and we finally got a report on citations issued for moving violations and stuff like that, or just stopping or whatever. And I really appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much. Although there's no breakdown as far as whether it was radar or not, we've got two officers equipped with radar and are trained in radar. And I don't know if they just stopped them or just or what, but I'd like to see radar on here to justify what it costs for our P6 allocation money. And then another thing, I live on Discovery Bay Boulevard, like I said, and I don't see one thing on here for Discovery Bay Boulevard that kind of upsets me a little bit, because I'm always squawking. And just sit out in front of my house, man. All I can say, it's a racetrack out there. So I appreciate it, and thank you for your time again.
Thank you, Jerry. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
I make the motion to approve the consent calendar.
My second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous. Moving on to area agency reports, Supervisor Burgess's office. Alicia?
Good evening, I'm Alicia Knuckles, and I'm with Supervisor Diane Burgess's office. First of all, I wanted to let you guys know that this past Monday, Cousin Leet and Virgil, I'm going to botch your last name. Is it
Kane?
Okay, Kane. I almost got it. Along with Jeff Conway from Rec 800, went out on a tour with Supervisor Burgess and Senator Glazer. It was supposed to be an hour and a half, and I think it was 3 hours, but it was really good. They talked about things that were going on in Discovery Bay, as well as the Delta infrastructure, so from Buffalo Island on over. And I think there was really good feedback, so we want to thank you guys for participating in that. It was really helpful, so hope you got something out of it as well. And then the other thing is, I've given everybody, at least on the board, the Contra Costa County Resource Guide. There's a stack back here. It's a trifold. There's just information about the supervisor, about the areas that's in our district, and a map of our district. But the best part about it is if you open it up, it is all of the county services. So if you come across a need or an issue and you don't know where to go, this is really handy to have. And then you can open it up and see if there's a number in there for you. If not, you can always contact our office information here and ask for me, and I can point you in the right direction. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor, for that tour. It was very helpful. It was very informative. It was a great opportunity to receive some information and also to chat with the senator and the supervisor.
Yeah, and it was nice to get him out here because he's a very busy person, obviously, so I'm sure you can attend to, and he can't be everywhere at once, but he really wanted to come out, and so it was good to get him out here, and I think he enjoyed it as well.
I've got a few things for you, so call me later.
Great. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Sheriff's Office report. Tony?
Good evening, everyone. The first little list I have here, I was able to print out the traffic stops done by our officers last month. We have a total of 17 with the various, some of them were sites, some of them were warnings. So, making progress.
What is CON?
It's a contact. They call it out as a contact, which will, nine times out, well, could be a warning. Or just contact something wrong with the car.
And Tony, on that report, is that all radar?
He talked to me earlier about that. To actually try to do that, because we don't have it in a computer system setting exactly what it is, quite honestly, the officer's going to, every time we pull over a car, we're going to have to put a checkbox on if it's radar or something of that nature. So it's a little. We'll see. I mean, I'll do my best to try to track that. I'll try to work with everyone to try to do that. I might be able to do some numbers, but I know they carry the radar equipment the whole time, so they do use them. I can't tell you the exact number. I'll be lying if I tell you a number.
Okay.
The calls for service, we had 534 last month with these 41 reports. Skimming through them real quick. Property crime seemed to be an issue out here, obviously. Petty theft in vehicles. We did have one burglar alarm that was set off a side door to a residence. The owner was notified by the security company, so a good thing they put it on. When they responded, they found some paperwork or some papers, I think, on the driveway or somewhere in the garage, which the house was searched and cleaned and nothing else was taken. So, which is a good thing, so it looks like the bad guys are kind of scared away with that, apparently, from that report. Other than that, leaving stuff in plain view in your vehicles and unlocked, people getting the vehicle rummage through and stuff. Somebody had a shed that was left unlocked in the backyard that was gone through, and some tools and stuff were taken out of that. Shoplifting, of course, that's becoming more prevalent throughout the county. People are getting more brazen with the shoplifting. I mean, literally, just going in there, taking stuff, and walking out the front door. So, I don't know what's happening. It's crazy. Anything else? Besides people treating each other bad with the assaults and batteries, that's mainly everyone knows everyone. They're at a party, watching a game or something like that, and one person gets mad at the other, and they start pushing and shoving each other. I think alcohol has a little bit to do with that, too. But it's not anybody coming in causing fights, it's people treating each other bad. So, with that said, any questions from you?
Yes. Who should you call if there's, we see motorhomes and boats in our community, and I'm sure part of our lifestyles out here, but sometimes we see people camped out for like a month or two on a major roadway, like Willow Lake Road, like these campers and these pop outs. And at some point, it's like a traffic issue, safety issue with those things. I mean, it's easy to not hit them at night.
Well, the thing is, you've got that ordinance that's in Discovery Bay for the trailers, boats, RVs, and stuff. And I think it's a 4-hour unless you're loading or unloading. And I'm not mistaken if it's mentioning a permit from the town offices. I thought I read that.
That's in the Homeowners Association. They get a permit outside, I think it's.
Outside is the ordinance. I think it's a 4-hour window, and that's for loading or unloading. But of course, we made it a point to, the sheriff made a point of getting this new search officer out there, because that has been the biggest issue throughout the county, especially out here, is the parking lot. Call it in, give us an address, location, yeah, you can call it in, and we're our officer to that function.
All right.
Look into that.
Thank you.
And as far as, I think, the way you mentioned that, the thing I'll talk about on that is, I can't stress this enough, and I'll just be frank, and just forgive me for this, but if you see something suspicious, making you, like the comments you just made there, we should have got calls on that, we should have. And then, I always preach a neighborhood watch, you call, give us all the information you can, okay? Even if it's just it's a four-door car that's blue, that's all I got out of it, that's fine. Direction of travel and where you're at, okay? And for neighborhood watch, I stress, after you call us to give whatever information you have, call the neighbor. Have your neighbor look out the window or door. If they see the same thing, have them call the same thing, what they see. And then now I've got more information, more people calling in. And what that does is it accomplishes a few things. It lets us know what's going on your street. Because if you don't call and let us know, we don't know what's going on. It's just that simple. The second thing is, you get an officer driving down your street. He's down there. And you might even see that vehicle while they're responding or driving to your residence. It could be there before you hang up the phone. It could be a couple of hours before they show up. It just depends on where the officer is and what's going on. But I can't stress this enough. We need people to call stuff like that in. We develop our database and our records and all this stuff that comes in, and when you call us and information. And we just need that stuff. That way our officers know what's going on in the neighborhood.
That would be 911.
No, you can call this number I'll give you right now. It's Erica 925, and it's 646-2441. 646-2441. That is our dispatchers for the county. And they will answer 911 first, obviously, but they usually pick up by the third or fourth ring. And it's the same ones that answer 911. First thing they're going to tell them where you're at, your address and your name, and just listen to the questions that they're going to ask you, because they're going to get certain information from you and then put it out.
Would you mind repeat that one more time?
925 area code, 646-2441.
All right, thank you.
It's very important for you guys to just call stuff in like that. You're not bothering the officer. You're not making a burden on the officer. Those kind of calls are very important to us, because we just need to know that stuff so we know what's going on. Okay? With that said, any particular questions?
Tony?
Back here.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, and I don't know what you can or can't say, but can you give us something about the shooting that we just had?
One other thing before the lieutenant comes up, or maybe he can speak to it as well. Has there been any discussion at the sheriff's office regarding license plate readers?
I'll answer that also. Yeah. I'll let them.
Come on, guys. Evening. Steve Worley, lieutenant at the sheriff's office. In regards to the homicide from over the weekend, we do have the suspect in custody. He is currently on his way to Martinez, and we're going to have a closure on that. I can't go into any other great details of the case, obviously, because we want to make sure everything stays copacetic and there's no other outside influences. And again, if there's anyone, any residents who have any video of the incident, firsthand, secondhand knowledge that someone may know something, please come forward and contact us at the sheriff's office, the same number that Tony just gave you, and we'll get that up to the investigators, because this helps us make it more ironclad case against the suspect. As far as the ALPR readers, this has actually been on the P6's agenda during the last meeting. I'm currently looking at getting quotes in several different locations. Of course, what my opinion is where we should have them. We'll be up to the P6 to present that to Ms. Burgess's office and then forward up to the sheriff's office for purchasing more work for me to get those. But they're such a great asset, I can't tell you enough. Several cases out here could have been easily helped along if we had those here. I believe we are looking at having a neighborhood watch meeting sometime next week. It's in regard, obviously, brings it to the forefront because of the incident over the weekend. date and time to be announced, but that should be sometime next week. As far as traffic concerns, I like to bring up the fact that, you know, we're living at a different time here. Confronting folks about what they're doing is maybe not exactly the best thing to do. What I can offer is a little bit of a suggestion here. The moment that this act begins is when the phone calls should be starting to come in. It's been my experience on duty and off duty that typically once they start their donuts or whatever they're doing, they'll go on for a good 30 seconds to a minute or two, knowing that it takes a response time to call in. It gives us that much more time to get them actually catching them in the act. I'm sure my counterpart over the CHP will agree that the sooner the calls come in, the more chance we have to actually catch them doing what they're doing, towing their cars and making them safer for the rest of us. Again, traffic concerns. Our deputies are here in town. Yes, they're sharing the LIDAR and radar, and they're running it as much as they can in between calls for service. But calls for service obviously would take a little bit more precedence with the domestics and that sort of thing, like the preservation of life and property. But again, when you see it happen, all I can say is please give us a call and we'll try to get out there as soon as we can. And if you know that it's happening at a certain time of day, consistently, days of the week, so forth, please keep track of that and forward that to us so that we know where we can concentrate dates and times other than they hit and miss, but trying to catch folks in the end. Any questions?
Questions?
Jury advice, the guy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
CHP, Officer Thomas.
Hello, Board. Officer Thomas with the High Patrol activity we had out here for last month, October. We had, for the sites, this will be the citations, we had 39 speeding citations issued, two for right of the roadway violations, nine for other miscellaneous, that's cell phone, one for unsafe lane change, three for seatbelt, one for equipment violations, four registration, and one stop sign violation for a total of, for a total of 60 violations. The arrest we had four DUI arrests, one suspended, arrest for suspended driver's license on for suspended for DUI, one more arrest, and one arrest for a stolen vehicle occupied. I've been getting some luck with some the afternoon guy coming out here to get some complaints. I don't know if you've seen him. I think he went in front of your house one day. He's in an SUV, black and white. Officer Park, so he's being pretty good. The A shift, I'm still having some dilemmas with those people. But I'm talking to the command about it. That's what we have. Some of the information they talked about, and you guys had concerns about some traffic issues, and that's the perfect information you have. That go ahead and call it in, because that information gets out there. We can take notes of the times that it starts occurring, and maybe do some specialized enforcement out there and stuff like that. So, you guys have any questions?
Thank you very much.
If you guys have any questions, I'll be outside. You guys can let me down or something like that. So, okay. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on, we have no liaison reports, no presentations. Moving on to business and action items. We have discussion and possible action regarding Greenplay proposal. Town manager?
Yes, I'm going to turn this over to our park and rec manager, Matt Kaiser.
All right. Let's see, good evening. Before you tonight is a proposal for professional consulting services by Greenplay LLC in the amount of $2,500. For phase one of a two-phase contract totaling $7,500. The first phase is a conference call workshop to assist your board and staff in development of potential funding sources and ideas and how to prioritize them in the operation of the Discovery Bay Community Center. Funding for this project was included in the Community Center budget for fiscal year 2017-18. Staff is recommending approval of the contract tonight. So if you have any questions, I'd be glad to take those.
Any questions from the board?
No, it looks good.
I have a speaker card, Bill Helfrich.
I'd like to hold that till after the second item on here for the, my comments relate to both.
Not a problem. Thank you. There are no questions?
No.
This will be reviewed by the committee.
Yeah, we had, so the Park and Rec Committee met several times and discussed our getting some outside help for planning and of our needs around here, and Green Clay is the most qualified locally and nationally, so I recommend with the committee that we move ahead and let back some of this.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve.
And I'll second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item is discussion and possible reaction regarding, or possible action regarding the Recreation Services Department annual report. And Mac, you're still up.
I'm still up. All right. So staff is excited tonight to present the 16-17 Recreation Services Department annual report. This was an enormous year of growth for the town, providing recreational opportunities for the residents of Discovery Bay. The creation of an annual report highlighting the many accomplishments over the past year and in every year going forward is an important step in building a solid foundation for the development of professional recreation services that will enhance the lives of residents of Discovery Bay. So right now, we have a quick 3-minute video presentation highlighting all the fun we had this past year.
Any discussion or comment?
Is there a motion to accept the report?
I'd just like to say the film, it really shows a snippet of all the work that you've done. It's you and your staff.
Thank you.
Over the last 12 months.
Appreciate that.
I just think we've come a long way, and we had a gate count here, there'd be thousands served, and it's really good. The community center's really come alive.
Right. A motion to accept the report?
I'll make a motion to accept the report.
I'll second that.
Discussion. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion's accepted. Any other highlights we're going to be looking at for 2018?
Well,
are you going to keep that a secret?
I'll keep that a secret until next year.
All right.
Actually, you'll see the 2018 scheduled events coming up in January, February, so you get a quick sneak peek of what's going on.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. All right,
thank you. Mr. Helfer.
Hi, I'm Bill Helfrick, 661 Beaver Court. Related to both the $7,500 you want to spend to raise more money for the community recreation program and the presentation you just had and the report that you just approved, I want to point out a couple of things on it. That it's hard to actually see how many actual people used the facilities in the report. It said there were special interest classes, 1,275. It said that there were recreational swimming, 843. I assume that's a body count of 843. It said that there was park and facility rentals of 234. I don't know whether that's the Little League baseball, but apparently it must have been uses for which you charged. The revenues raised last year were only $140,000, yet you spent $421,246 for the report. That's a $280,000 deficit. That's being paid with our tax funds out of the Zone 8 property taxes that are raised. I questioned that, and I received the legal analysis as to why property taxes can be used to fund the community center. It's perfectly legal, but it is our tax. If you look at this uses that were down, you subsidized every use by about $120, whether that was a kid swimming, somebody renting something. The fees that you're charging are just unreasonable for the what you're actually providing these folks. And I think also we're not getting a good usage of the total population is paying for this versus the people who are using it. You're running average monthly loss of over $23,000. I mean, that's a lot of money to be losing every month out of our tax dollars. I think you're looking to try and raise revenue, but I think you need to look at ways to cut expenses, get something to better use our money.
Thank you, Bill. I'd also like to point out, I think that with the money that is spent on the community center is an investment in this community. It provides services to our youth, it provides services to adults and seniors. And if you look at any city, town, county in the United States, these facilities don't make money. They're not designed to make money, they're designed to be a community asset and a community amenity, which makes all of our property values increase, because this is a place people want to come. They realize they have a place for their kids to go, they have a place for the seniors to go, they have a place for adults to come and participate in group activities or individual activities and professional or personal growth and development. So I look at it just a little bit more than a profit and loss center. This is really an asset to the community, not designed to make money, but designed to provide a service to the people that live here. But I do thank you for your comments. Any manager's reports?
I wanted to let the board know that the Contra Costa County Planning Commission on November 8th will hold a meeting at 7 p.m. and on their agenda is the urban farm animal ordinance. Now, we've sent a prior letter to them, and we sent a recent letter to them under your signature, President Lee. And I've been told that both letters are before that planning commission. if someone was to attend that commission meeting, of course, there's been no board approval on that, but you can speak to the content of the letter only, and then speak as a private person thereafter if you wanted to add anything to that. But I wanted to bring it to the board's attention that they are aware of our objections.
Any objection from the board members present here tonight that if one of the board members attended and wanted to speak on behalf of the board, reiterating what is in that letter, they could do so as a board member. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, we didn't have any informational items, director's reports on standing committees.
Bill.
Yeah.
So we today the communications committee met, and we are finalizing plans, proposals for a community sign and the discovery bay. So we want to get those proposals before we move forward on getting design and costs, so we can bring back the board a future date.
Good. Any other committee reports? Just to elaborate a little bit on what Alicia Knuckles talked about with regard to the Delta tour. I did have the opportunity to go out with Senator Glazer and Supervisor Burgess. Speaking, we took a very long, it was supposed to be an hour and a half tour, it turned into 3 hours. We started out in Oakley on one of the sheriff's boats, came all the way down to Discovery Bay and back. And, quite a long discussion about the history, what's going on in development in the in the Delta, looked at the levees and the issues that are happening, and you know, the supervisor and the senator and I also had a lot of time during that 3 hours just to chat about issues in Discovery Bay, including things like traffic. It wasn't just all water-based, but it was a very worthwhile 3 hour investment of time to work with the other elected officials that also have some impacts and can provide us with some assistance on the challenges that are facing Discovery Bay. So anyway, it was a great couple of hours. General manager's report.
I guess I jumped.
You just gave it. That's fine. The correspondence is listed there. Are any future agenda items? Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second motion, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you all very much for your attendance.